It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Yes. Welcome to another episode of Animation. Squad is halfway in effect. We added a piece.
Hey, Cam.
The Cam is in full effect. If you're on the Patreon, you got the Cam cracking. He is here.
Thank you, guys.
With the dim R&B sexual lighting. He's looking very Jodeci-ish.
I was going to say, he's got the sensual vibes going.
Yeah.
You know, we got to watch out for this man.
He's going to be sitting there, yeah, girl, you know.
I don't know if you watched Demon Slayer last night. You know what I'm saying? I know you looking mighty demonish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've got no comments.
No comment?
You know, might not get slayed? No? All right.
Look at that right there. Well, no Rob today. You know, he's off doing wedding tings. You know what I'm saying? He's off married man, the newly married man, Rob. Ice is not here also. But, man, let's give a shout-out to Rob real quick.
Hey, shout-out to Rob. Yeah, it was great. Hey, fantastic. I got to officiate the wedding, guys.
Brendan got to officiate the wedding.
How'd I do?
With a couple of hiccups.
There was.
See,
for sure.
I wasn't going to bring up the hiccups.
No, that's fine. Bring them up. That happened.
But, I mean, in a position like that, that's a pretty nerve-wracking. Did you write all that stuff yourself?
I wrote it.
I got to applaud you, Brendan. As much as I love to shit on Brendan, because it's not the, you know, two girls, one cup shit on Brendan. But, you know, as much as I love to just make fun of Brendan, he did a great job, man.
Thank you.
He did a pretty good job. Suited and booty. If you look on there, Ice was suited and booty, too. Ice was fresh.
Ice showed up literally.
Fresh.
As a pimp.
Yeah, he...
literally.
Yeah.
As a pimp.
Yeah.
And if you're on the Patreon right now, you're actually going to see the photo.
Yeah, we put
it's
some,
a video.
Put
it's actually
little...
a quick... It's a,
no, no,
it's,
no. A the photo.
You added a photo to it?
You don't remember the photo I took, sir?
No.
Oh, you put it on a Patreon?
Sure.
No, I have it right now.
Oh, I'm about to say. Oh, I was like, dog, you're a jerk, dog. Hey, I'm not saying anything. I'm out of that. My name's Bennett, and I ain't in it, baby.
Slide that over here.
Cameron, slide that over here.
My name is Bennett, and I ain't in it. But anyways, you know what we're doing here? We do one-offs.
Oh, I think I remember seeing
We do one-offs. We talk our shit. We do debates. We do reviews. We do all that type of stuff, man. And we thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation.
Hey.
We are here in full effect. And let me just, Rob's not here, so I'm going to just do one quick little anime story.
Okay.
News story, whatever, quick. And you just let me know. Mob Psycho has been doing I can't even call it a countdown, a count up from 1 to 100 for the past, 100 days.
What do you mean?
You know how it takes Mob Psycho to get to 100?
Yeah.
What's been doing it?
Just one?
Where's that happening?
On Twitter.
Their official account?
So the
official
account.
You mean they're
Twitter
about to drop another season?
We don't know what's going to happen. But tomorrow, I think, is day 100.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so everybody's excited. Everybody's assuming.
I'm down for
season three. Can we just take a moment to appreciate how good of marketing that is?
It's great. It's perfect. Yeah. Because somebody, I forgot when I found out about it. I think it was when it hit 75 or something like that. Somebody was like, yo, they're still counting. So something's about to happen. And I was like, oh, okay.
Wait, so can we look right now? I'm going to look right now. We keep talking. I'll figure it out, Mob.
So, I just want to know, first of all, Brenna said, amazing marketing. That's number one. Number two, who's hyped?
Oh, I'm all in. Yeah. I love Mob Psycho.
I saw that. I didn't know a second season. It was so hard to find the second season because it's buried within. Crunchyroll is a terrible user interface.
Yeah. We're at 99%.
Once I found it was fantastic.
Yeah, they're 99%, right?
We're 99%, and they're trending on Twitter.
Told you. Because I saw it today on Twitter again because I follow some of my anime people and they were posting about it. Yeah, it's about to. I don't know if they're going to drop a trailer or something like that.
It could be a movie.
Reagan's birthday was October 10th.
Oh, was it?
I'm so mad. There's a whole bunch of people tweeting happy birthday to Reagan. I'm so mad.
That's so dope. But yeah, so are you guys hyped? Are you guys going to tune in and watch it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We just said that.
I love Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho is so good.
I hope they actually drop the whole thing. I doubt
when
they will.
When did the last season wrap? When did that end?
2019, right?
Was it 2019?
Maybe 2018.
I will let you know in a moment.
Not 2020 for sure. But I feel like it was at least 2018, 2019 that the last season wrapped.
To me.
And that might have been the English version that wrapped in 2019.
Television series.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says 2018 was the original run.
Okay, so then 2022.
Oh, that's the original run. Hold on a second. And the last episode came out
late a little bit too here in the U.S.
English release date 20.
No, I don't want English. Original release date. Last one was 2018.
2018? Yeah, man. So I'm guessing people are super hype about it. You know, I'm pandemic was pushing some stuff back, man. And yeah, man. People are, I got to finish season two because I felt like it was a little slow at some points. So maybe I was watching the wrong thing.
No, it was 2019. You were right.
English?
2019.
Got it.
April 10th. That's when the last episode came out. So it's called The Final Light.
Yeah, so season three might be coming. Hopefully, ain't no bullshit because to make us wait 100 days like this and counting that down or counting that up and then the hype of some BS, that'll absolutely be trash. But this episode, man, it's a special episode. It might be a little shorter, but it is a special episode, man. First of all, I want to shout out everybody that tuned in yesterday for the it was like an episode night, not a movie night. We watched episode one of Demon Slayer season two. But we're gonna review these last two episodes of Demon Slayer season two. We're just gonna talk about it a little bit. We're gonna kind of run through our feelings about it, talk about season one, episode one and episode two, and then we'll probably give our ratings and, you know, probably our feelings and hype for the season that's coming up. Cause I mean, I'm all in. So let's just talk about it, man. We ain't gotta go into no like I guess we can do a small recap.
You could do it. I mean, it's.
You want me to do it? You want to do it?
Yeah, Brennan, if you want to take on it, I mean, it's basically, yeah.
I can give it a go. I watched the first episode the day it came out.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give it my best. I'm not going to do a direct recap. This is just going to be like perspective, what I remember recap.
We don't expect raw recaps.
I just watched it last night, so anything you don't remember, I can always fill in.
No, I mean, so this episode started with the Flame Hashira. Rengoku?
Yep.
Rengoku. Yes, sir.
Wow, look, I knew a name. Right. Started with the Flame Hashira and Goku, pretty much finding out that there was something going on with the train.
There were things happening on trains.
Things happening on trains. So he pulls up to the train station. And when he does get there, he finds, it's pretty much barren and empty.
Yeah, it's basically deserted. Because I think the thing is that, 40 people disappeared on the last Mugen train.
On the Mugen
train. Shut it down. And it's now in storage.
It's now in storage. So he gets there. He finds, a little girl and the grandma. And she's selling bento boxes.
Yeah.
And he goes up and he's just like, "What's up?" And they're just, he buys all the bento boxes, even though they're very apprehensive with him. And then he's like, "All right, well, I'm gonna go get on this train. I'm gonna go to the train yard. Where's the train yard?" That she points him in the direction. He goes over there and he finds there's a demon in the place that the train's being fixed. He kills the shit out of that demon. And then he comes back, buys all her bento boxes, finds another.
He kill the demon?
No,
there's a super fast demon. That's right.
It ran off.
He ran off, and the demon ran off, and then he did his fire breathing and caught it.
Yeah. He was like, "You can't catch me," and the guy was like, okay,
"He's like, you know about these flames, bro."
He did the breathing technique, and he started speeding up. That shit was dope.
That was so dope.
That was so dope.
That was so dope.
Yeah, the visuals were
incredible. So he ran down the tracks with a fire thing, and then the demon goes and attacks the grandmother, little girl. The grandma sacrifices herself to save the little girl. She starts to get away. He shows up, ends up killing the demon. And then
grandma doesn't die though.
No. He gets there just in the nick of time to save the grandma. And then the grandma is having flashes of yo, this shit has happened before. Like, I have seen this shit. Come to find out, Rengoku's father had saved the same grandmother who had mentioned earlier in the episode, watch out for demons, baby girl, to her granddaughter. And so it was foreshadowing.
It got real for that granddaughter because
it's an interesting point he makes because she's like, "Nah, demons don't exist. Like, stop telling me stories."
Exactly.
And then finds out that they are real. And she was like, "I thought they were fake." And then Rengoku's like, "No, it's a good thing you thought they were fake. People should
keep thinking.
Yeah. You can live your life without having run into a demon. It's good."
Yeah. Well, I mean, she got choked out.
Yeah.
She found out.
She got choked out, bro. That's crazy. She choked out a child.
He was like, "You gonna learn it." So he saves them. She sees his father. He mentions the father. Like, "Yep, that's my dad." He ends up buying all her bento boxes, getting on the train, and then riding off into the sunset, pretty much. That's episode one. And then at the end of that episode, you see all of our regular protagonists.
It picks up at the beginning of the Mugen Train.
Yeah, ends up in the beginning of the actual movie, starts right there. And then the second episode was pretty much the beginning of the movie.
Super condensed.
Very
condensed,
but they get on the train. They introduce the demons and the kids that are going to attack the kids that are working with the demons. They introduce Rengoku, and he ends up exercising the two demons.
Big bro.
That were on the train, just like in the movie. I think it was almost shot for shot.
It was the shots of the movie, but they condensed it now because they got to those demons real quick and killed them real quick.
Yeah,
I think they're just like, "This is happening." But my question is, season two is called the Mugen Train arc. Is the whole thing?
No, it said there's the Mugen Train arc in season two.
Okay, I think this arc
is going to be done in 5 or 6 episodes.
This is probably why they said season two starts in December officially. because this that is probably going to last until December. This arc will probably last until December, and then the new shit starts.
Shit is happening then. Yeah. That could make sense.
That's what I'm assuming. So,
yeah. So,
I mean...
No, oh. So let me finish.
And okay,
so,
my bad.
And so, just like it happened in the movie, they end up, he exercises demons, they celebrate, he says he's going to mentor them or like train them,
yep.
They spin in circle around him happily, and then they all fall asleep together because the demon has, yeah. The Ticketmaster had put them all to sleep. And it ends. The episode ends with the kids tying the ropes to them that allows them to incept into their dreams to kill their core, and that's where episode two ends.
Yeah, you got a chance to see a little bit. If you haven't watched the movie, you got a chance to see a little bit of Tanjiro's dream and seeing his family again in there. And yeah, man, if you haven't seen the movie yet, one, it's going to be spoilers in this episode, but watch the movie.
The movie's very good.
Oh, yeah, I recommend watching the
movie. The movie's very good.
Yeah, so episode one, season two.
Oh, Sir Spectacular said my recap is as legit as Rob's. Thank you. Man, you should have saw me officiating the wedding, bro.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
wait, hold on. First of all, Rob, Cameron, did you think I did okay officiating?
Officiating the wedding? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's doubting that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the recap.
No, it was a good recap.
The recap.
It's not Rob's recap.
Rob literally writes them out.
He does. He used to not. That was a wild. Watching him spit out an entire 4-episode arc and with just by memory.
Sometimes
was crazy.
Six, yes.
But I mean, he definitely puts his work in, so I wouldn't say it was on par. I would say it's getting there. For someone who just came in to just talk about the episode, it was a good recap.
That's why I call mine weak caps, because I'm not about to sit here and act like I can do what the fuck Rob does. It's just my brain doesn't hold that much tech with it.
And Cam is a handsome white boy. The Cam was worth it. Sir Spectacular coming for the draws. And thank you, Sir Spectacular. He told me that I have a solid recap. I shouldn't hate on it. It's a freestyle, guys. We out here.
Yeah, was
Cam knows I could freestyle.
Yeah.
It was solid. It was okay.
Let's say it wasn't a weak cap. It was like a...
No, mine is a weak cap.
Yeah, for sure. Yours are weak.
I don't care. It's
obvious. That's why it's weird. It's obvious you don't care.
Yeah, not like that. I purposely give you a weak cap because what Rob does is special. We have to admit that. Like, off the top of the dome and writing.
There's a reason why people pay for the Patreon to get that.
Exactly. I can't do that. I know what my strengths are. I know what my weaknesses are. But okay, episode one, season two. Let's go over that first. How did you guys feel, man? Because I watched it late. I watched it with the Patreon yesterday, actually. So you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
I think Brennan has a good reaction because he told all of us what it is going to be, but he experienced it first, thinking that it was just going to be the Mugen Train again.
Yeah, so how was that?
No, I mean, so I'll just walk you through my emotions. Like, when I first heard about the season two and what it was going to be, the Mugen Train art, starting with that, I was extremely disappointed because I can't remember any examples right now, but I've definitely watched anime before.
Oh, they do it anytime. Yeah. They'll incorporate the movies into it.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Super does it all the time.
Dragon Ball Super, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, both the movies are literally the same, almost identical.
They changed up some stuff slightly in it.
Slightly.
Yeah.
But it's like not even worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hated it. But this, I was very, very, very special. Very, very, very special that they took a different perspective or gave more perspective to episode one. That's why I was so excited about season two after watching episode one, because episode one gave us context to Rengoku. And it makes me feel like this whole arc is going to be more of a tribute to him, because the movie didn't feel like a tribute to him. The movie felt like, in all honesty, watching the movie, I enjoyed it. I'm not giving it notes, but the movie was more about... It felt like more about moving the plot of the show forward.
Yeah, it didn't center it didn't center enough around Tanjiro to make it about him, and it didn't center around enough about Rengoku to make it about him. There was a lot of main players, which made it feel a little fat almost. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff they were trying to throw at us at once, versus focusing on one person, which this first episode did.
Exactly, and I think that's what I really loved is like I had the belief that we were going to see the Mugen Train from Rengoku's perspective, simply because his perspective is something that when you think back to the movie, you don't actually see very much of. We didn't spend very much time in his dream in the movie.
No,
when Tanjiro was off on the front with the other kid dudes fighting the thing, what's Rengoku doing that whole time? You know what I'm saying? He had to be doing something. I mean, he's like, I'll handle the stuff in the back. Don't worry about it. And then we didn't hear from him again until he fights the actual...
Well, and he's a huge main player in that movie. Like, he's the reason why they succeed is because he's in it.
Exactly.
They would have lost.
They would have lost bad without him there. But my point being is, like, in the movie, he disappears for a solid 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're fighting the front of the train. And he's like, go handle that. because he realizes that like the harder part is not what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's what he was doing.
Up.
Yeah.
You know, and so he was keeping all of the train, all of the cars at the of the train at bay at once. Mm-hmm. So we're about to see that, I think, in this season. And I'm like,
I hope that's gonna be
they have to do it. They have to do it because the way that they brought us into episode one.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
If they don't, I'll be upset.
I'll be upset. I'll bet money they do it.
The reason why I won't be upset because I don't want to get my hopes up for that and it doesn't happen. Because
my hopes are up, bro.
See, the reason why I'm kind of siding with Brennan is because they already did it in the first episode, and I think they're going to do it and then take pieces of the movie and fit them in where they have to go.
Exactly.
But I think they're going to try and show a little bit more around
the
Do
that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you watch the movie, you didn't realize it when you're watching the movie the first time, but because of how this first episode's perspective was, you realize how little of Rengoku's perspective and how little of him we actually understand.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, should I spoil what happens in the movie?
No, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, spoiler.
He dies at the end of the movie. So, like, now you're like, well, I want to know more about this character.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to know more about him. And I also have the, you know, and just a side, super tangent, I'm super excited to see whoever actually kills that fucking demon.
Because
it's going to be like, that's you killed Rengoku. Yeah. Come get these fucking hands.
Kenan knows.
I know Kenan knows how it goes, but somebody's going to kill that demon, and it's going to be fucking, it's probably going to be Tanjiro. That's my money. My money's on Tanjiro.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I can't speak on that.
So why are you shaking your goddamn head? Why don't you just not react?
Because it's hard not to react, but it's hard to see where when you say what you're saying, right, about what you think is going to happen, and I know it's going to happen, and I'd be like, either in my head I'm like, that's way off, or either in my head I'm like, that's pretty close. It's like, but you don't know which one it is. But it's.
Well, I mean, I could imagine another Hashira who may have had affection for Rengoku being like, this is what I have to do. I say that's my secondary side of it. But I'd say more than likely, like, Tanjiro had a real connection to Rengoku.
Yeah.
And I think that Tanjiro is going to level up to be able to fight that demon. Because right now, he cannot. Like, right now, that demon would give him all the business.
I'll just say this. That demon is no joke throughout the... Like, he's just no joke.
Okay, that's cool to know.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, Rengoku is no joke. And that demon...
Yeah. No, this demon is no joke.
You think Rengoku... You think...
This demon is no joke.
Is Rengoku
so we didn't
shit,
see
though.
His full. We didn't see his full
this
potential.
This demon
okay,
is
cool,
no.
Cool.
He didn't do his
joke.
Actually. He didn't really do his blood demon art that much, did he?
Not really. And then Rengoku, we got to think Rengoku too. Like he doesn't. One, he doesn't have. He doesn't get the mark on his head, and his sword doesn't turn the actual red that.
Yeah.
Right. That they're looking for. So. Yeah, there's a lot of it's.
So, Rengoku's story is sad too.
It's so sad.
I'll give my. I guess you want to go. I mean, episode two for you was just like you said. It was a rendition.
Episode two. I didn't really like.
I mean, if you go watch the movie, you'll see that.
Episode two. I could not watch episode two and be fine.
Okay, so
but it was necessary though.
Right.
I think it was necessary.
So, it keeps you in it.
I'll say this. So episode one, I thought it was good. We watched it. Like I said, we watched it yesterday. If you were there, I gave my score. I'll give my score again at the end of this. But I was like, I thought it was cool. I thought it gave a good enough backstory. This is where it messed me up at. This shit made me more emotional. Watching this season again, I think I'm gonna be more emotional than I was even watching the movie. Be honest,
because
now you know. Because even with this stuff, it was like Big Brother, Big Bro, bro. And now you already know what's gonna happen.
Yeah,
we already know what's going to happen.
You're right.
So well, you knew what was gonna happen when we watched the movie.
I did. But so I was emotional watching the movie because I knew it was going to happen. But watching it this time, too, with the first episode set up now.
Bam. Yeah.
And then knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then even when, because when you watch the movie, sometimes you just forget things, whatever.
Well, it's moving really fast and a lot of
it's moving really fast. So even like them going, like, he's like, I'm going
to
train you and all stuff like that. I'm going to do this stuff for you. And even at the end of the first, at the end of the first episode, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to come back and I'm going to, I'm going to tell my father about this stuff and do all this stuff. And it's like, no, you're not. You're not, buddy. Like
it's rough. His past is rough.
I wonder if his dad comes back from like the dead to do revenge to avenge him or some shit. Because his dad isn't like incapacitated. He's just like I have lost the will to fight kind of vibe, you know. And so it's like, is it possible that his dad's gonna be like, all right, I'll take back up the mantle of the Flame Hashira and goes and kill. That's what's gonna
for
kill.
Revenge. That would be. Dope.
I just wish y'all,
I could see that being.
I wish y'all liked spoilers, man. I so wish you did.
Oh man, I would. If you spoiled anything right now, I'm just happy I'm saying these things.
You walk out of the podcast. You walk out. I know you
would. No, I would fight you right now. This would be like
live.
This would be like this would be the last episode of Animation.
I would call the fight, and you two just go.
It'd be the last episode of Animation because regardless of who wins the fight, the podcast is now over.
Me and Keenan have real beef.
I'll just do it on my own. I'll call it the Keenamation podcast or some shit. But I wouldn't do that.
The spoilers podcast.
But yeah, to me, I just got more emotional watching the second episode because I understand what you're saying. And so you're just like, I don't care to see this shit. I already watched the movie. But for me, I was just like, I actually kind of really want to see this stuff again. Just watching the animation is just beautiful.
Fantastically animated show.
It's so beautiful.
Because unlike Dragon Ball Super, which was I thought was fucking dumb, it's like, all right, you come in, you give us the movie and TV show form, but you do different animation. The animation was trash.
You can tell that they're advancing their animation skills as well, just with the technology, because like the way they've integrated the 3D and the 2D. Most of the time, if you look at like Uri animes that try to do that, it looks bad when they try to do 2D. This looks good.
It looks great.
So like, I looked at the Dragon Ball one. I'm just like, yo, y'all brought this in and y'all were trash with the animation. This looks like it keeps up with the movie, even the first episode. I feel like there's probably a slight little knockoff that it wasn't as good animation wise. I feel like it wasn't as fluid. Like there was points in time I feel like he was a little when he killed that first demon, it looked a little bit like the frames were a little bit off in a sense of like it wasn't as many frames. But I mean, it's not much you can really tell. So the first episode I thought was great. I gave it a 7,200.
Okay.
Give it the first episode?
Yeah. And the first episode, 7,200. Because it gave me enough. And when we did our pillar ranking, me and Rob, I mean, I'll be honest with you, it didn't boost them.
Okay.
Like, even with that first episode.
Wait, is Rengoku, just yes or no question, that's all I want to ask. Is Rengoku the bottom pillar?
He's not the last.
Damn.
So there's weaker guys than him there. Okay, well, see.
Wow. Okay, nice to know. But he's down. It sounds like he's pretty low, but leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's not yet. Rob and I think both Rob and I kind of had him fairly low. Because everybody else, when it gets to that, I'm telling you, it's just a different fucking level of stuff that's going to happen.
I'm glad we're back. That's one thing too. It was just nice to see Demon Slayer again on.
Bro, these people are excellent storytellers.
Oh. Yes.
That's why, like, for me, and I mean, I'm going to keep referencing this, you know, and not so much to, like, throw it in anybody's face or anything like that, but I truly did recognize how excellent of storytellers they were 2 episodes in on season one.
Yeah.
Because I walked into our pod, whatever we were watching, I walked in and I said it. I was like, guys, I think this might be.
You did say that.
Yeah, I was like, this might be the greatest anime ever. And he's like, how many episodes? I was like, 2. And you're like, what? And
it already surpassed so many. Like last year during the pandemic, wasn't it one of the highest grossing movies worldwide?
Yeah,
ever.
Yeah, ever.
Yes,
animated movies. It's one of the top rated.
Crazy.
It's up there with Pixar movies and shit. Like
and
what?
Wasn't, yeah. Like the Prime Minister was a fan of it or two or something in Japan.
For the Olympics, they did a whole thing for it.
On top of that, this is a dark ass movie.
Oh yeah.
Like for it's, it to
oh,
get
the anime in general is really dark. I mean, the entire family. Little children
episode
just get
one
killed.
Is the whole family getting slaughtered.
But in the movie itself, they're committing suicide multiple times in this movie.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
I forgot when they take it out of the dream, isn't that right?
Yeah. Tanjiro is an intense motherfucker.
Yeah, doesn't
bro.
He have to do that like 3 or 4 times?
No, he does it a lot more times than 3 or 4.
Yes.
And then he almost kills himself in person because he couldn't tell the difference anymore.
Because at one point he just kept doing it like bam, bam. It kept happening seconds after seconds. But yeah, he ended up catching himself. And that's a scary thing to even do that in this movie that's for technically, I guess, for kids.
I mean, I don't know what the rating is, but it's
they put a disclaimer up in the movie, remember?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, that I can't even, can you express the, like, how? Because remember, we walked out of that movie and we talked about it. I was like, that was intense.
Yeah.
And like the thing is, like, if that's how intense Tanjiro's experience was, what do you think Rengoku's is about to be that we're going to see that was happening inside of that train?
Man, I just know.
I want to see him handle all the train cars by himself.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's about to be. I feel like there's going to be like sub, like I feel like that there's going to be other demons or some shit. You know, not just like the tentacle shit. I feel like there's going to be like a whole nother level to what's happening in the back of the train, which is why Rengoku sent the kids to the front.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's the head, but the fangs are back here.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? Question that you don't have to spoil it, but Keenan, is the Mugen Train arc in the manga or manga?
Yeah, it's in there.
So
we knew we so we
do that, it. Does the manga give you more than the movie gave you and that the show has given you so far in those sequences? Or do you not really see that much more?
I don't see it. There wasn't. If there is, it's not too much of a difference.
Okay, I was just.
Yeah, curious. It's not something that anybody that I because even when I saw it online, I was like nobody was really upset that when the movie came out, they were like, "Oh, this it missed this." I was just like, I don't remember it missing much, to be honest.
Well, then I hope they do a little bit more on top of that for these.
I think so. I mean, I don't see any downside to it. Like if you're these guys that are this good a storyteller, and if you're going to give that first episode, for me, the first episode sets the temperature for the whole season. They're just like, yo, like, we're going to give you more than you expected, and we're going to do it in a way that you couldn't see, you know? And that's why I, you know, from the beginning, like, we watched season one, like, you remember when we were reviewing it, we were all just like, the pace of this show.
Yeah.
Oh, it first episode, you're off running.
Breakneck speed, but doesn't feel like it.
And no, I'm guessing.
It's paced really well.
It's paced perfectly.
Yeah, and I'm guessing what they're going to probably do to end this season is they're probably going to end up on another demon. And if they do, that means it's going to be neck-breaking speed again.
Yeah.
Because.
I mean, there's no reason to slow
down. Wait, so what did. Do you know what the next arc is after the Mugen Train?
Yeah.
Well, didn't it already set it at the end of the movie, didn't it?
It's the ninja dude's time to get busy.
Yeah, that's the guy who I was like, I like this guy.
You know? I think he's good.
Which guy was that?
He's the one with all the women.
Yeah.
He's the one that has the two swords on his back. He's the one I call. Yeah, as soon as I saw, they showed the big picture of him.
Yeah.
And like immediately I was like, I like that guy.
Yeah.
And then you guys were like, yeah, you would like that guy.
Yeah. They're wives, but yeah. So, but it's like, yeah, that, they... And they get busy again in that arc, and it's crazy. It's so crazy that you're gonna be like,
I want to know who the most powerful Hashira is.
Yeah. I want to know if
don't tell me.
I mean, they already said it.
Killed?
They already said it though.
Yeah,
they already said who the most powerful one is. They said it in season one.
When did they say it?
Who did they say?
They say when they're lining, they're like the strong. He's like the strongest one.
I do remember when they do the roll call. Whole thing. Yeah,
they did. I don't remember that.
It's the Stone Pillar.
Okay, I don't.
The one with he's blind and he's like always crying.
Oh, that guy. Okay, yeah.
He's the most powerful pillar.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh fucking yeah.
Now, you said you finished the manga. Are they?
Are you gonna be him for Halloween
done?
Or some shit?
Huh?
Are you gonna be him for Halloween?
It's too much work to put all to get all that stuff together. But no, I wouldn't have time to.
Would you want to?
I also want to be my guy Giyu.
Okay.
I like him. Okay. Like I'm trying to order some stuff by him now. What did you say, Cam, before?
Is the manga done? Like, is the series like,
it's done?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means pretty much everybody dies. Pretty like that's what that tells me. You're like, no, it's done. Like, oh, there's gonna be another. Like, no, it's done. Like, all right,
we'll see.
Everybody dies.
Like we said before, we said it multiple times. Rob and I said it again when we did the last the recap with the spoilers. They only can fuck this up. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
They can only fuck this up.
So far, they doesn't. To me, so far it doesn't.
I don't
feel
see them.
Like they have.
Yeah, I don't see them doing it. This is going to go down as the greatest anime of all time.
I hope so.
And if it doesn't, it will only be because other people are just like they don't want to give it to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like always. Oh,
yeah.
It's just
people like Ice.
People like him, but I think he's on board.
That's crazy. Even knowing that I called out that it was going to be two episodes in, he still would say.
You can't help it. When you read what when you know what we read, you can't help it.
Wow.
Some people necessarily didn't like certain parts of the ending, but I'm just like, bro, like I mean,
no ending's going to be perfect in the sense that everyone's going to like it. But,
right.
I mean, from what you're saying, from at least the consensus between you, Rob, and Ice, and like the differences in your guys' opinions, I trust that it's good.
And shout out to the Patreons that are watching this live right now. I have a question. Please don't give me any spoilers, but I want to know. If you guys have read the manga, is this the greatest anime of all time? Will this be, if they don't mess it up?
It has the potential.
I want to know.
Yeah, because my thing is, I feel like if it's not number one, it's going to, like, I forgot who I was talking to. It might have been we were talking yesterday on the Patreon about for the movie night. If it's not going to be number one, it's going to be top three of all time.
Oh, for sure. Who do you think, who will it unseat? If you go after the big three, who would it unseat?
Well, my big three isn't the big three.
Okay, that's
my big three is not the big three either. But we also haven't seen the big three.
I mean, this is on my top three.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I feel like those other ones are. If it's that much filler, it's not going to be because there's no
reason for filler.
Yeah, and this because in the manga they have these little side like chapter 261.1, and it's like a little fun little five minute like they're having fun or they're just joking around. If they add those in there, but they don't need to add them in there. Technically, they don't need to add them in there. So if this goes the way it's going to go, I don't. There's no way you can tell me even a One Piece or Naruto or whatever can be better because there's too much filler in there. This ain't got no filler.
Even in Bleach, it's a shit.
No, I actually love. Yeah. I love things that start and end. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that shit.
It's, if it's ongoing, I'm just like...
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I love...
Because then it'll go too long, and then they end it badly, and you're like, well, you should have ended this two seasons ago.
Brotherhood, excellent. Iron-Blooded Orphans, excellent. They both had beginnings, they both had ends, and neither one of them had any filler.
So King Mike Hall said, you can't unseat the legendary big three, but you can become as big.
That's fair.
I can see that for some people, but I just don't...
I think it just... I mean, the thing is, like,
it's opinion, I guess.
It's an opinion, but the big three are the big three for a couple different reasons. They're not the big three because it's the greatest anime that's ever happened.
Sales.
They're the biggest three because of sales and because of longevity.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all of them have hundreds of episodes. This show is not going to get to 100 episodes, is it?
Yeah, it is.
You think it's going to get to 100 episodes?
They probably top up at 100. They could probably do it at 100.
How many books is the manga?
I mean, I went chapters. I read it online. I read it like on my phone.
How many chapters was season one?
I forgot. I just know that I think total. I feel like it was it two something or like late ones. It was either like 210 or two. I forgot how much, but I think it was.
Them getting to at least maybe.
They can possibly get to 100, and it'll be a solid 100 or like 90 or whatever.
Even at moving at the breakneck speed that we're talking about, like, you remember how much was a cop?
There's so many characters that they still.
Yeah, but it's only like. There's only like seven pillars or something. How many pillars are there?
Everybody gets down.
Let's just say it may take a while to get some of those pillars.
I want to see, like, I think it'd be interesting to see the.
No, it's literally like, I feel like what they're going to do. Like, it's like damn near every season is a new one.
It's a new pillar?
Yeah.
I can see them doing that.
It's damn near like they all might get their own kind of season in a sense, at least the build up for it. And what I guess what I like about this show too, they're not going to give Tanjiro. And it's not spoiling anything, but they're not going to give Tanjiro the easy protagonist win in a sense of like.
Bro, Tanjiro has had the roughest road.
I appreciate what comparing this to kind of like what I'm watching with Bleach right now. I like seeing him struggle more because then when he wins, it feels that much better. Because sometimes with Ichigo, it's like he's gonna win.
But in this, what I'm saying,
Tanjiro will be taking some L's.
Yeah.
Taking some L's, and let me tell you something. It's like, yeah, he's. He's not the strongest.
No,
yeah, like that's the thing too. Is he's not? There's people around him that are so much stronger.
And I love that. I love that this show is just like it didn't give you this protagonist like, well, he has the potential to be the strongest.
Yeah.
In all honesty,
or he's got this secret ability that he taps into.
He did the fire breathing.
Yeah.
Thing.
It don't matter. These pillars ain't no fucking joke, man. These demons.
Yeah.
Dog. These demons. The demon that you just saw. I'm telling you.
All I'm saying is, so are the demons or the pillars more terrifying? That you have to think about it that hard is incredible.
Wow. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's tough. Because
let's put it this way. If there's two baskets in front of you and one of them has pillars in it, one of them has demons in it, and they say that you're gonna have to fight to the death one of the tokens that you pull out of this at random. You have to reach your hand in either one of these baskets and pull one out. Which basket do you reach your hand into?
You get a random pillar or a random demon?
If it's a random demon, I'd rather go.
No, I say it's one of the only the uppers.
Only
the uppers.
Oh shit!
Not the weak shit.
No, not the weak ones. Only the uppers. Versus the
Some of the uppers are. See, here's the thing. It's weird. Some of the uppers might not necessarily be super super strong, but they're different.
I get what you're saying.
So they're hard to beat.
I get that. So my point being is, you have to reach into the bag.
What's
of the
scary to deal with?
Yeah, what would you?
No,
do
I'm saying, which one would you rather pick? Reach into the bag of the demons or reach into the bag of the Hashiras, knowing that they're all coming for bloodlust for you. Like, they're coming for you as hard as they came from each other in this show.
Dog.
Which bag are you reaching in, Keenan? You got to pick.
I'll tell you this, man.
I want Rob to answer this question, too.
I might have to reach in and fight the pillars.
Really? Okay.
I'm telling you. These demons
out there. Okay.
Are no fucking joke. When I say they're no joke...
So wait, all those demons no jokes, which means that the Michael Jackson demon is just ridiculous, right?
What's crazy is that, like, even when they got to get to him and do what they got to do with him,
I'm making him walk the line.
Yeah, like, I'm trying my best. Even when they got to whatever they got to do with him, right? It's an effort.
Oh, I'm sure,
and
it better be because he's. So far, showing himself.
But here's the thing: it ain't just him. That's an effort.
Is there? Okay.
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like
other demons need effort. That's why
there's one in particular that Keenan's.
No.
Is there one that you're actually scared of though? Like for real? Like yo.
I mean, low key, the one we just saw.
That guy.
I'm telling you.
Wait, which one we just...
The one who killed Rengoku.
Yes.
Okay, that guy. Yeah,
he ain't no fucking joke, bro.
Yeah, the other one that was on the train one? That's
the hand. He's
you got to remember something. You got to remember, he's number three.
Yeah.
He's number three.
And does it scale up the higher the number is stronger? Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so to be honest with you...
Yeah, wow.
Could be number two.
Wow.
He can be number one. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's why Rengoku ran into the wrong demon.
Would you rather?
I'm enjoying this right now. Yeah. Actually,
would you rather fight the rock pillar, or the lowest high level pillar? Not pillar, demon.
You mean the strongest demon?
The strongest top level, because you know all the lower level ones already got killed.
Yeah.
So
upper moon.
The weakest upper moon.
The weakest upper moon?
Yeah. Or the stone pillar.
Oh, I'd rather fight the weakest
upper moon?
Yeah.
It wasn't even close.
No, it's not close.
Okay.
No, it's not close. Because you'll see when the weakest upper moon, like I said, it's like they're not necessarily this all powerful thing. It's like
unique powers.
The job gets done.
So the thing is that it seems to me like what's unique, what's special about this show, or these demons specifically, the antagonists we should call them, is that they're very creative powers, it sounds like. You know, very unique and creative approaches to having power.
They did a good job at making them different. You know what I'm saying?
I love that, because I hate it when it's just like, all right, now it's the group of flame demons, and there's a flame demon, there's an ice demon, there's a, you know, electric demon. It's like, man, I get it.
You got a dog in there?
So far, the ones we've seen are pretty creative, so I'm assuming they've got some cool...
Because you pretty much seen them all, technically, when Muzan brought them in.
Yeah,
so, I mean, technically, the one with all the eyes or whatever, fucking dog. Dog.
What about the one that does the strum, I don't know what instrument they're playing, but that one?
You want me to...
No
just stop.
I'm just like...
Keenan's face is just like, bro, just stop talking. You know not of what you speak.
I just know...
Young one.
Demon number two, that motherfucker's... And he's
which one,
psycho.
Have we seen... Which one's number two?
He's kind of like weird. He's kind of like, hey.
Have we seen
I'm almost sure we've seen number two. I'm almost positive he's in there.
I'll have to rewatch the movie.
You know who I think is an underrated demon, side note? That I thought was really fun. His power is really cool. Is the one who fell from grace. He's like the one that they fought with, like the bongos, that could do the claw thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, can you imagine how frustrating that
one? The bongo one when she's throwing the balls. The one.
No, you're talking about the one when you tap and the room switch.
Yeah, the room switch.
Oh no, that one was dope.
Yeah, and they had the claws and shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, can you imagine getting into a fight with that motherfucker?
If they know what they're doing, it's dope. But there's another.
I just thought that power was really cool.
Yeah. Oh, Zenitsu, man. I'll tell you something.
Don't.
That motherfucker is. He just, I'm just telling you.
Don't.
Everybody has their moment.
Does everybody have another moment?
You know what? I don't know.
The boar guy doesn't probably have a moment. He's the weakest by far.
Yeah. That's because he's not smart.
It's not necessarily he's the weakest, because he's the one that's like, I mean, like, I'll say this. In this show, they need each other.
Oh, yeah.
Shit ain't getting done on some, like, I got this shit. That ain't happening.
So it's a lot of teamwork. Like, nobody kind of does it themselves.
And that's what I respect about this show in general.
I appreciate it.
They're not
that
about
too.
To go in there like Naruto is like, he can get it done by doing whatever the fuck
and
he
Bleach
can do or Goku.
Very much like, Ichigo can do it. Nobody go help him. And that's so much.
This ain't happening.
He does it, though.
He does it.
Yeah.
But this... sometimes it's like, why are there five second tier characters who do legit nothing for these artists?
Or Hime is my favorite.
In the chamber. I'm not spoiling nothing, y'all. I promise I didn't spoil nothing. But like, what you're going to see is that, like they need each other, and that's what I liked about it. It wasn't like they didn't give you guys like these three main characters and like, all right, they all dogs.
Two of them are worthless and one of them's good, kind of thing.
It's like I mean, in all honesty, like they're not necessarily too far off each other level wise.
No, really, because I mean they all kind of they go through the same kind of training. They all kind of finish it at the same time. Tanjiro is just the one with a little more dedication than the other two,
right?
And a little more focus, because like Zenitsu's he's got his issues, and Inosuke does as well. But
yeah,
they definitely are very balanced power level wise. Where if they were to fight each other,
who
would win in a fight between the three of them? You think?
Do you mean once it's all
Inosuke,
like
going
towards the end? If you're talking about like right now.
Oh, so they get, same right now. Well,
of course they develop. They're going to get way stronger.
If you're going off right now, if Zenitsu can, I think if he can tap into being sleep, he's going to be a problem for everybody.
Okay. So do some of them, do they all kind of level up at the same time, or do some of them just surpass the other's power levels?
There's times where, like...
I don't think I want to hear this answer.
You don't have to tell me who. Just say yes. Some of do of the three kind of the trio do does one or two of them do they surpass like either of them in their power levels?
I guess technically,
okay,
through Will, but like
okay, that's honestly yeah, that answers the question.
Yeah, it's not off like.
Well, the thing is, we already know Tanjiro has the Iron Will.
Yeah, and he's as like yeah,
it's
going
yeah, you, yeah, it's not a spoiler. You know, he's going to
what I want
to
know
push
is,
a certain level.
The leveling up I want to see is with Nezuko actually. Like I want to see what kind of demon power
we have not even talked.
All
about
we've seen is exploding blood, and it's just like, and she just occasionally shows up and just gets devastated by other demons.
Yeah,
that's kind of her power. Is like I could take hits, so you don't die, brother. You know, like
yeah, it's oh man,
she's like a human ragdoll.
I like oh, how
a demon ragdoll.
Yeah, I just like how there's the ending is not necessarily what you think is going to happen.
Okay,
and.
Don't say any. You just stop talking about the ending because I'm already thinking about it in my head because I know Tanjiro has a fucking goal that he's trying to reach and who knows the hell if he reaches it. Don't say anything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything.
I want to give ratings. I feel like we're about to spoil some shit.
Okay, so let's give ratings for I guess episode. You want to give just as a whole.
Fine,
all right, as a whole, I'll give mine. I'll give it overall 7,200 because I feel like both episodes were to me around the same.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got the reason why I kept the rating for the second episode pretty high is because the emotion came back and I'm more emotional. I'm just like, oh, this is their big brother, dog. Mm-hmm. They about to get hurt over this shit. So 7,200 overall. I'm going to watch every episode like it was the last because I know this is an enjoyable show. Cam,
I was right with you. I was thinking 7,300.
7,300.
Yeah.
Right.
If it was just the first episode alone, I would have gave it a higher rating. But because the second episode bored me,
it bored you that much?
Yeah, it just didn't bring anything new to the table.
Brandon doesn't like rehashing shit.
I do not, because I've already seen it. I can't unless it's been a long time. Like I didn't see Hunter x Hunter for 10 years, and I went back and watched it again. It's like okay, this is great.
Yeah.
But you know, I just saw this movie like a couple months ago. Yeah. So I'll probably stick with close to you. I'll say it was 7,200.
So I think that's fair. I think that's fair across the board. Oh,
stop it. Look, we're going to end this episode now because Keenan's just about to, like, get... He's about to
just risk because I feel like Cam will read the manga. I know you're not fucking with it.
I would. It's just a lot of time.
Let me tell you something. This shit breezes by. Okay. Like, because I think Rob started reading it first.
Do you guys... does Rob own them?
No, I had it on an app.
Oh, so you read it. I say I need a book.
You need a book?
I'd have to find the books.
You can buy them.
I liked it on the phone.
I know I can buy them.
Yeah.
I have a hard time reading manga, like, reading everything backwards, too. It's really weird for me.
That's why I like it on the phone. The phone is an easy swipe, you know, and it's visually so dope. You know, the our screens look incredible.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Sometimes I just like watching it come out because, I mean, it's a different experience visually having something just in front of you playing out instead of having to, like, read it.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that experience.
Sometimes I just think about how you can look at, like...
But see, then the flip side, it's like, do I want to wait until, like, 2028... to see the end of this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I see what Brennan's saying.
At the rate they're releasing seasons, it could be 2030 before we see.
I'm ready for it. Yeah.
Like Brennan's gonna have like he's gonna be George Jefferson out, cul-de-sac. We're gonna both be full of grays.
He randomly decided to grow.
He's gonna say fuck because he's older. He's, you know, when you get older, he's like you don't care about being bald anymore. He's like I don't give a fuck about having a cul-de-sac. I don't give a shit. Like this is life. But I'm saying it's so far away. I think you should read it, and I think. Cam, whenever you do decide to read it, I feel like you're gonna. I already know what Cam's gonna read. You can be like, man, like I already know your energy about it.
I may pick it up. Yeah. Maybe I'll get the first two books or something like that to at least get past season one to see.
Just don't do it.
Because then Brennan will be the only one who doesn't know.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like it's spoilers, but it's not spoilers in a sense. It's like it's out there for us. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's like. Like nothing happened. We had this secret inside, you know, could we work at the company? You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. It's like he's deciding not to make that jump to do it, which is like I only kind of respect because it's going to take so long to get there. Mm-hmm. If they were like, if this is like you said, Black Clover, right? Ongoing nonstop season, I'd be like, yeah, don't fucking tell. I probably wouldn't have read it. I'd be like, I'm gonna wait till it comes out.
Black Clover wasn't, I was on
it's
that
like,
ride.
I mean, it's I know, like, yeah, exactly. It's like me watching, like, it wouldn't make sense for me to like start reading Bleach as I'm watching it because I can watch all of it continuously. This, I get it because like it's gonna take a few years for them to get all of this out and animated.
Yeah, do you know if Black Clover is finished on the manga tip?
I don't know. It can't be because the show didn't actually end.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Did you watch it?
I've only seen some stuff here and there.
Like, it didn't really, it was enough of an ending to help. Like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like an actual ending, in my opinion. It was more like a, this will satisfy you, but it will not complete what we have done. You know what I'm saying?
Got you. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion, too. She rocks with hard with Black Clover.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I just saw an interview with her on Hot Ones. She was saying, like, that's her new favorite character, Asta.
Yeah.
She was like, she loves this dude.
Yeah, he's hard to love in the first few episodes, but after he starts getting into his groove, Asta's pretty for real.
Yeah, man. That's just our small little recap. The episode wasn't that long this week.
Did they say when they're dropping stuff? Manga, is it weekly?
Black Clover manga's still going.
Is it like we'll find out when they drop the rest of it?
Demon Slayer?
Yeah.
Thank you, Yuslin.
I think Demon Slayer is going to be because it came out Sunday.
Oh, it is week? Okay, cool.
I think it's every Sunday.
Silva said that the Black Clover manga is still going. So.
Still going? Okay.
Hey, Mike, you should watch Black Clover, bro. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I recommend it. The animation gets a little tough at times, but the story characters, it's good. I watched it as it came out. And I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I haven't seen Naruto like that, so I don't know what the Drunk Rock Lee reference is.
I know what you're referencing. I've seen the clip. Too many sleeps,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I've seen the clip, but I thought he can get busy sober or drunk.
Rock Lee supposedly is just a monster.
Okay.
Ish. I've heard both things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in, man. You want to drop your stuff, Cam?
First time I'm dropping it for real.
Cam.
My Instagram is and Twitter is at Stickman Studios. That's STIKMAN Studios.
Okay, we got Rob at RV Danger. We didn't get he normally shout somebody out, but not this week, but it's all good. Ice at Ice at McGowan. And Brennan?
At Brennan the Best.
At Brennan the Best. Keenan Baker on everything. Anime Shun Podcast on everything. We don't know actually what we're going to talk about next week. But we're going to have an episode for y'all next week. We'll figure that out. I don't know if it's going to be a movie, show, or just a random topic type thing.
Yeah.
You know how I want to get on here? Cleo Thomas?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We were talking about this.
Yeah, which one? This is at the wedding, yeah. I want to see if we can try to get him on here. I know Pat.
Yeah, why not?
Him and Pat.
He just did a whole clothing line photo shoot for one of the conventions.
Yeah, he was my partner in the Super Smash Brothers All Death Tournament. We won.
Oh, he's nice with it too?
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
He's good.
He's not as good as me, but he's good. I'm not even talking shit. Like, he really was very good, but he wasn't.
But y'all together was just unstoppable. It's going to be some light.
Yeah, because there was like there was one other guy that was almost as good as I was.
Did we know him or he's somebody?
No, I didn't know. He's just all deaf dude. I don't know. But he was really good. The other guy was really good, but his partner wasn't as good as Cleo. So it was just like, they were outmatched on both sides. So it was pretty much a slaughter.
Yeah. We can get him on here. I know he's a big anime guy too. It'd be dope. But yeah, man, thank y'all for always tuning in every single week, man. We'll see y'all next week. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation. We out.
And so anime was solved forever.
Oh, no.
Say it now, Kenan. It's recording.
No,
it's
not great.
No. Say now.
I already called it.
You know
what? I already called it.
Fucking anime podcast.
I already called it.
In the entire world.
No. In the entire world.
It's in there.
No, I don't care. I called it.
I will splice this in.
You should have said shit. You were almost.
You're going to see it. It's right there.
Huh?
Right there.
Oh, I wouldn't have saw that.
Yeah, I don't care. Mike, so yeah, thank you, Mike. They forgot.
We did forget. We absolutely forgot, but it's going to be on there now.